This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and you're listening to episode 147 for Monday, January 18th, 2021.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking.
Holy shit.
We're up to two episodes in a row, Robert. Two. And at one point, I thought I was going to die.
And this week's crazy news, we're going to talk about a confused bodybuilder, some Lucky Charms, suspected arson, a lost weather balloon that ultimately turned into pancakes, walking the dog, and an excessive COVID test.
That fucking weather balloon. It's going to be the end of me.
Meanwhile, in Nebraska.
Balloon story. We're going to Omaha this week.
Oh, my God. My old iCloud was jacked up, and I was, because the one above it wouldn't turn into a link. And I was like, man, I pasted it in there 12 times.
2 weeks in a row.
Two episodes.
Kelly, just, she likes to keep tabs.
Right.
On how many weeks in a row we record. As you know, it's kind of like a little pet project of hers to to track TTB episodes and so two in a row.
Yeah.
Good
she
news.
She keeps tabs on us. She wants to know where we are at all times. Well, you anyway.
She really does.
She doesn't give a
mostly
shit what I'm
me,
doing.
Yeah. Fucking helicopter wife.
I like to think everybody cares what I'm doing.
She's not at all. Just kidding.
Yeah. Well, oh, she made you a good salmon today.
She did. She did. Yeah. So we're on like 2 weeks in of dieting, more or less. And, it's coming off. We're doing really well, but my birthday's Monday. So the day this episode comes out, the 18th, is my birthday. And my colleagues at work bought these, big
brownies,
they bought cupcakes. I gotta send you.
Are they cakey or are they fudgy?
Hold on. The cupcakes?
Yeah.
Why would you have fudgy cupcakes?
I don't know. I'm excited because Melissa and Madeline were baking, I think, two batches of brownies. They confused me what they were saying. There was something weird. I only saw one pan, but it sounded like they were making two. So I've been misled somehow.
Oh, gotcha. But anyways, there are all these cupcakes, and they were like, it's from one of those like fancy cupcake places that makes it's like just a cupcake store, and they have all these really cool flavors. Well, I didn't eat any because, again, I'm trying to behave myself. I'm sitting
it's your
there.
Birthday.
I saw the bags up there, and I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. I like stormed over to my office and grabbed a bag of carrots, and I was just vengefully eating these carrots. Like I was angry eating carrots like a rabid right anyway yeah. so I leave work and I brought my lunch today. I'm trying to be good, not eating out every day, ordering food, and I open it up, there's two of these fucking cupcakes in there. They were like hot cocoa flavored cupcakes, and Kelly and I are just looking at, I'm like, all right, one bite each. Actually, Kelly said it. Kelly said, how about one bite each? I'm like, all right, I'm going to do. So, and I said, we'll each take one bite of each of the cupcakes, and then we'll each take a cupcake and take a bite, and then throw them immediately in the sink, so that way we don't want to eat anymore. And that's what we did. And they were fucking delicious. They had like cream, like white cream inside, and there were marshmallows on top, and they were super moist. And I'm pretty sure I gave myself type 2 diabetes, but, that's all right.
Dude, it's your birthday, and why did they get cupcakes for your birthday and you only got two of them? Is that because everybody else ate the other ones? It
was I was ignoring them all day long. I didn't want to see the cupcakes, but anyway, I digress. Yeah.
So one was the cocoa, and what was the other?
They were both the same.
Both the same. Okay.
Yeah, there were some like Rocky Road. There were some vanilla bean ones. There were different flavors, but again, these were. The bite I took was one of the best bites of cupcake I've ever had. It was good.
Oh, man. That does sound good.
Yeah, and then I had
my
salmon.
Some cupcakes.
My salmon, my red skin potatoes.
That's good. I love some cupcakes. I like cupcakes because you can just pick them up and you can eat the whole thing. And it's not like you need a plate or utensils. You can just shove the whole thing in your mouth and eat it. And you don't need all that extra cleanups. Well, like brownies and cookies.
You shove a whole cupcake in your mouth?
Sometimes. Melissa, she'll buy those and she'll say, you know, that was a 2-bite brownie. I know those are smaller, but the whole thing goes in there. But yeah, a full cupcake, I can usually get it. Probably 2 bites sometimes.
You're a talented guy, Robert.
Sometimes 3. Well, I told you how I sleep.
Yeah.
Although I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was a fun conversation. That was a fun. I was just because I made that comment and then just kind of sat on the sidelines because I was busy at work and just kind of watched you guys talk about it.
So the train wreck that was.
Just in case. All right, let's go to beer.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
All right. So this week, I'm going to my second favorite brewery. I'd say Southern Tier is probably my second favorite brewery.
Yeah.
And again, they're friends of the show, Southern Tier. And this is pretty excited about this one. This is one, and by the way, this is one that my buddy Dave, who has made his beers that he has purchased for me, have made
failing
appearances.
Pile of garbage.
He's not a failing pile of garbage. He's a nice guy. But
okay, thanks.
And he listens to every episode and enjoys it. So, you know, don't be a dick, Robert. But anyway, he picked this one up for me. It's the Southern Tier Salted Caramel Imperial Ale.
Oof.
Look at that. And it is it's an ale brewed with pink Himalayan sea salt and natural caramel flavor. It's the Salted Caramel Imperial Ale. I'm gonna try it. I've never had this before. This is my first. It's been out for about 45 minutes or so, letting it warm because it was pretty cold in my fridge.
Yeah.
And first off, definitely smell the caramel. Oh yeah,
two A's in caramel.
It smells like a Werther's original. Hold on.
Oh, I love those.
Oh my gosh!
And I'm not even 70 yet.
I know.
I'll keep them in my purse.
Your knapsack.
My fanny pack. Werther's are damn good. I love any caramel. Shit,
Robert, that's good. I know last week you were giving me a hard time about rating so many beers of 5.
Oh, but no. Here it goes.
I'm going to one more second. Oh my god.
Now, do you have to pour it out after that, like you threw away your cupcake? Or are you going to put that in the sink?
My beer?
Yeah.
No. I counted the calories for that. That's too, I don't know how much, you know, I just say 200 calories for a bottle of craft beer. I don't know. So I count the calories. They are included in my diet for today. But holy shit, that's a good beer. You get a little bit of saltiness, little bit of caramel. Nice and sweet. It's very aromatic. There's some chocolate in there. Like it just. Mm-hmm. It's a really good. I taste maybe a little bit of lactose.
Yeah.
And let me tell you about it. I have it here on the website. It'll probably tell me all those things that I think I'm thinking about right now. It's seasonal, so they don't have it all the time.
Rated a 4.99.
No, I have to rave it at 5. I have to. It's such a good beer, Robert. Get one of these and you get one of these and tell me that it's not worth it. Listen. It's a good beer. 8.6% alcohol by volume, 25 IBUs, and it's packing some 2-row pale Munich aromatic caramel 60 and chocolate malts. Let's see here. It has milk sugar. See, that's, I found it. I tasted the lactose in there. The milk sugar, pink Himalayan sea salt, and it's available October through December. And the flavor, it says here on the website, rich, sweet, malty, backbone, burnt sugar, creamy caramel, and it lives up to it. And, you know, leave it to Southern Tier, Salted Tier, Southern Tier to make a flavorful beer and do it just right and balance everything out perfectly. And it's a really good beer.
Huh. Wish I could have found that. I like that stuff.
And it's imperial too, which also makes it better.
It's just extra good. It's 220 calories now. So I got to go back to, you know, as I was asking you if you're going to have to dump that out or go put it in the sink. So you had two of the cocoa cupcakes, right?
No, I had one bite of cupcake.
Right. But two you brought home.
Well, Kelly had one bite of one. I had one bite of the other.
Right. And then you put them in the sink and then you came downstairs.
Yeah.
So she's up there with the rest. She's up with practically two full cupcakes.
Well, they're not just all by herself without supervision. No. I mean, since then we made dinner. There's probably salmon chunks in there with it now. Like, I mean, the sink's been used. It's not like we just gently sat them on plates in the sink, completely
in a plastic
unobstructed
bag.
Like, you know, put a paper towel over them in case any dust gets on. Like, no, we threw them in the sink. I took a bite, threw salmon it in skin. The sink. There's nobody consuming those cupcakes.
You slam dunked it in there.
I did. I had to. I'm like, I have to destroy this. I can't try. I can't be trusted.
Now, why didn't you both just take a bite out of the same one and save the other one for the boys? Let them split it.
Well, because my kids are so picky, they probably wouldn't eat it.
It's not a good cupcake.
And it's delicious. Well, they're picky.
It's like macaroni and cheese. You can't get them the ones at the restaurant. They got Kraft.
Kraft, Velveeta shells and cheese. But no, we made a conscious decision to. Yeah. Both bite into a cupcake and immediately throw it in the sink. So that way there would not be an edible cupcake in the house anymore.
Like put water on it so it would be nasty.
Don't question my decisions.
Okay. I'm just wondering. Something seems strange. Like, okay, well, because usually she's not as excited about you going to the basement and recording. So like, oh, here, eat this. Leave the cupcakes in the sink. I'll take care of it. And then you go downstairs. That's what I would have done. That's why I'm thinking it. I would have sent Melissa away, and I would have just eaten both cupcakes.
Trying to be healthy, Robert. Enough about me, though, and my beer. What did you get?
Did you tell us about it? Did you read the story yet?
There's no story. It's a fucking good beer. Salted
4.99.
caramel. Yeah. It's a 4.9999999. I just rounded up to a 5.
That's right. How many decimal places does this go to? But I'm going to drink tonight a beer from our friends of the show, not really, but Honor Brewing Company, and they are based out of, I think, even with Chantilly, Virginia, which is here in Northern Virginia. And I chose them because a lot of their beers have to do with, and I can't see myself because I got the wrong screen up, but a lot of their beers have to do with soldiers, and you see that's why it's called Honor. So it has to do with that. And this one's Night Vision Maple Porter. And I picked this because this week is inauguration week, and the poor guys that are and women, of course, are hanging out there at the Capitol protecting all of our shit. So I figured the only way that I would honor them was by drinking an Honor Brewing Company. So again, this is their Night Vision Maple Porter. And it's 5.5% alcohol by volume, so it's not quite as high as yours. And 19 IBUs, and the website doesn't tell a shit about it, but Untappd does, unfortunately. Or fortunately, as that is. Untappd tells us that silky and dark, with a nose that gives off hints of maple syrup and sweet chocolate, finished with late additions of vanilla and cinnamon. Roasted malt gives off a nice coffee note with earthy undertones from the hops. So it's got a lot going on. You've got the maple, you've got the chocolate, you got the vanilla, you got the cinnamon, you got coffee, all together with some dirt, evidently. So I'm going to take a taste of it and tell you what I think. Smell it.
I should have checked Southern Tier for my beer to see if they had anything clever to say about it. Nope.
Really, a little bit of coffee, get a little bit of maple in there. Let me taste it. It's good. I don't taste as much of the maple as I had hoped. I do get some of the vanilla and some of the chocolate, and definitely the coffee is there. It's not the coffee is the first thing that I taste, and it says a nice coffee note, and I get more of that than the maple, so it doesn't have quite as much of the sweetness that I would have liked to have it. I almost envisioned like a Southern Tier doing something like this would have that sweetness. I definitely don't want it to be a desserty type thing with it being the porter. So anyhow, I rated it 3.5 or 3.75. So I like it. It's not quite to the 4. I do have a couple more, of course. So I do enjoy it, and I will finish these up. And if you can find it, again, it's the Night Vision Maple Porter from Honor Brewing Company here in Northern Virginia.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't think I can get it, though.
Looks like I gave it. Nah, probably not.
3 3/4. Not bad.
Yep. No, not bad. So still solid.
It's not a 5, but, you know.
Well, it's funny because I had some. I had one that just happens to be Southern Tier that I bought that I was really wanting to drink first. And then as I was looking through, because I just got back from Total Wine, I bought probably 5 or 6 different ones. And I said, you know what? This is a historical week here for the States. So I figured I'll go with the Honor Brewing Company and enjoy it no matter what.
So you made the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Good for you.
I'll be seeing him out. And I would eat the whole cupcake with this, just so you know.
I wanted to eat the cupcakes. I wanted to eat the whole cupcake and then grab what was still left of Kelly's and eat that one too.
You should have sent her down here to record.
I know, right?
Then you could have pulled it off. Well, shit. You ready for some crazy news?
I am ready.
We're always ready for crazy news.
Of course.
Siempre todo el mundo.
Wow. Look at you.
I think that means, I don't know what it means. Always in the whole world. Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like always and forever. I think that's what it is.
Oh, maybe.
It's probably not. Somebody will tell me.
Where are we going first, Robert?
Well, it's funny. Well, it's not really that funny, but this is a story that we both had. I found this one, and then you sent over your editions, and I said, oh, it's good that you mentioned that one, because I had that one as well. But I don't think we've ever been to Kazakhstan, but that's where we're going today.
I'm actually watching this guy doing whatever he's... This is really fucking disturbing. Oh my god, he's like, oh no!
I couldn't bear to watch it, but
the breathing's probably the worst part. Oh Jesus!
I meant to look up what episodes, but many episodes ago, we started out talking about objectum. I don't remember the rest, but it's a disorder.
I'm sorry, stop listening. What?
Where people like they fall in love with inanimate objects.
If you watch this.
So basically they have a hard time bonding with people, so they bond with random stuff. Like we bond with our phones and our laptop. Oh no. So you're sharing your screen with me.
Hold on a second.
Oh no. All right. Well, where are his clothes?
Why isn't the video loading, Robert?
Oh, here it goes. It says this video is auto playing.
It is. Oh, it doesn't seem to want to do it while I'm screen sharing, though.
Yeah, it's because of the copyrights.
Oh, I'm sorry, Robert. You're going to have to watch this one on your own. I wouldn't, though. I would probably not do it.
I don't want to. It it's just what I have. Okay, let me go back to your screen here.
Wait, let's
look. Oh, there he goes. I see him.
Hold on. It gets better. I mean, worse.
Okay. So he's...
Wait.
Oh, boy.
He's in like a Speedo. And he's just like
he really is in love with this.
And then I'm
hoping the article will tell us what this is.
I don't know.
He is creepy as
shit. Did we start reading?
Well, no, I haven't, because I told us this is from Kazakhstan, and this is from our friends at themirror.co.uk, which we've gotten a lot of stories from them. As far as I know, never been to Kazakhstan, but Yuri Tolochko, I'm sure I butchered that, but I don't care, married his doll Margot last November after saying he fell in love when he spotted her at a nightclub. So it's not a woman. It's a doll.
It's a sex doll.
It's probably one of the sex dolls. But he had to send her away for a repair after she broke before Christmas. And I don't
her think butthole really broke open, Robert.
I don't want to know. So I'll tell you the right, and there's pictures here. If you're a bodybuilder who married a sex doll, cheated with a bizarre object while she was being repaired, I can only imagine. Yuri Tolochko from Kazakhstan married the doll Margot last November, but he revealed Margot had broken just days before Christmas and had to be sent away for a repair.
Sometimes your wife breaks and you got to send her away for repair.
Right. had to have her septic tank drained. In the meantime, he posted a video on Instagram. And are you following him on Instagram, by the way? I know we follow Michael Rapaport. Are you going to follow Yuri Tolochko?
You know what? Good question. No.
Okay. All right. I'm going to open
Michael Rapaport's tab. Actually funny. He's although funny. Vulgar, but, you know, funny.
He is. Well, he's Boston. So I used to watch him on a show many years ago called Boston Public, and I always liked him. And he's
on Friends,
a bit of a strange.
Too.
On who?
Friends.
Oh, Friends. Yeah, I never watched that. Stupid. Okay. So anyhow, so I have Instagram You're open stupid. Up in a new tab, so I'll take a look at him a little bit later. So anyhow, he posted a video on Instagram of himself touching a silver object with small ridges and nothing but his underwear. It looks like a lamp. I'm not sure what it is, or like almost like a metal purse.
A bejeweled. It's got like a hole in it, though. I don't want to know what that hole is for.
With a drain on the bottom. Yuri told 99,000 followers, looks like I've got a new passion. You could probably do that accent better than I could for Yuri.
Looks like I got new passion.
Yeah, that's best I can do.
I don't know what people from Kazakhstan. I think Kazakhstan, I just think of Borat.
Right. That's what I was thinking. But he
very nice. And 99,000 followers.
He's I'm not going to say it. One follower replied, hey, are you cheating on your wife? He said, maybe, adding, I can't stand while she's in the hospital. The social media user said, you got to spread your seed. Another Instagram follower added, somehow I don't think your wife would have much to say about this anyway. Commenting on this because she's a doll. Commenting on the video as if you weren't paying attention anyway. Yuri also insisted to his followers, it was wonderful. Yuri tied the knot with Margot at a ceremony attended by dozens of guests in November. And she is really plastic. You see the picture of him of, I thought it was at a fast food restaurant, but it's probably at a train station.
Are those boobs natural?
Well, no. He paid plastic surgeons to enhance her looks, Rob, because the out-of-the-box sex doll was not quite enough for him, that he needed to have her meet a bit more of his needs. He first met her at a nightclub. At the pair were due to get married in March this year before the coronavirus threw the world into turmoil. The ceremony was delayed a second. Is he taking a bath?
I could.
Delayed a second time when she was attacked.
I couldn't help it. I had to look at him, look him up on Instagram.
Tag.
What the fuck?
I'm not
going to
do it. The ceremony delayed a second time after he was attacked during a transgender rally. I don't want to see that. In Kazakh city of Almaty in October 31st. However, the pair had since settled into married life. Describing their relationship, Yuri said, in general, I began to be jealous of Margot. Goodness gracious. Taking her to the beach? Huh. He has a deeply emotional relationship with Margot. Many men would like to imagine the same. After the wedding, I decided to show her less to people. I forbade her from Instagram. I did this a long time ago. Maybe I'm being too selfish. So you wouldn't even let Margot have her own Instagram account. So I let Melissa have one. She's fine to post whatever she wants. But Margot, unfortunately, is not allowed that same courtesy.
Oh, that's super nice that you allow Melissa to have an Instagram.
Yeah, I know. I do. I permit her.
That.
That's the beauty of Margot, that I can do this to her and she won't mind.
This is a wedding photo of theirs.
She looks like she's into it. On Christmas Day to January 7th in Kazakhstan, he said he might stay home with Margot and order steaks and have some fun with friends. In the meantime, Yuri has to wait for her to get repaired. She's broken. Now she's being repaired. She's in another city. When she covers, it'll be a gift for both of us. That's really fucking weird.
Do you think maybe he'll bring it in and bring the metal thing in with when Margot gets home and a little menage a trois?
I guess it never really tells us what the thing is. It just said a bejeweled something, and it's weird. Yeah. It's almost like it's a purse,
like a
bucket, but it's
good.
A buck, yeah, it's,
bucket. Yeah, it's yes. I don't know. I'm scarred for life, though. That's all I know.
I don't want to really. Anyhow, well, the article will be in the show notes. More than welcome to look at it. I don't recommend it. I think what we've done is enough.
Yeah, drink some more.
If Tony, you want to look at this, you're more than welcome to, buddy.
Yeah,
I gotta tell if you do.
Drink some more beer and numb the pain.
There you go.
That's what the goat had to say about it.
It's pretty much what everybody had to say about it.
All right. Well, this is great. We've started off the show on a positive note.
I think we're pretty much over by now.
And now, I haven't actually read this story, but I basically saw the headline and said, there we are.
It's got to be good.
This has got to be on the show. This can't be bad.
No. We're only going up from here.
Yeah, we're going to Seattle, Washington, where a thruple, which I assume it seems like a couple of three people.
Right.
Identifies as a fairy, a troll, and a leprechaun. Three bippity boppity boos are living happily. New York Post is clever. Happily ever after in a land far, far away, Seattle, Washington. The thriving thruple, who identify as a princess fairy, Lolly, Gunther the troll, and Ion the leprechaun, is living out the fairy tale romance of their dreams.
Yeah, they are.
Spellbound by love, the three humans turned mythical creatures are building a dream haven together in their polyamorous partnership. We are in what we could call a close polycule. Princess Lolly explained.
There's the show title.
Close polycule.
I'll write that down because I'll forget it.
Princess Lolly explained on the UK show this morning, Tuesday. We consider ourselves a close family unit. The more people, the more everyone's time becomes divided, and we have a really good fluid working family unit, the queen of the castle added. Naturally, Twitter talkers are waving their wands over their keyboard, sharing stunned reactions to the threesome's supernatural setup. And Fran from Twitter says, I've been furloughed less than a week, and I'm watching a woman on This Morning who claims she is a fairy. That's dating two men who think they are a troll and a leprechaun. No, there's, Emily says, no, there's people on this, not, I think she meant now, but says, no, there's people on This Morning who identify as a fairy, troll, and leprechaun. Still to come This Morning, she's a real life fairy who's in a three-way relationship with a troll and a leprechaun. Well, I'll put the kettle on then, it says. Lolly first realized she was a mythical marvel many years ago as a youngling. Noting fairies don't like to count or keep track of time. But then she went to Gryffindor and she was trained and now she's a full blown mythical marvel. As an adult pixie princess, she met Ion the leprechaun and indoctrinated him into the world of polyamory. Gunther, a 6'9" mountain troll. I know a mountain goat that has something to say about it. completed their charmed trinity after meeting Lolly at a LARP-style gaming festival. What's a LARP?
Alexa, what is LARP?
According to Wikipedia, the Gospel according to Mark, also called the Gospel of Mark, or simply Mark, is the second of the four canonical Gospels and of the three synoptic Gospels. It tells of the ministry of Jesus from his baptism by John the Baptist to his death and burial and the discovery of Jesus' empty tomb.
Are you writing this down?
LARP.
I'm not sure.
Thank you.
Hold on, I'm looking up LARP. Please hold. Live action role-playing game. Live action role-playing game is a form of role-playing game where the participants physically portray their characters and enact a plot of the game. The players pursue goals within a fictional setting represented by the real-world environments while interacting with each other in character. And I don't know why real world is even in any of that. So, they were at a gaming festival where they were reenacting scenes from games in character.
LARPing all about.
Magically, there's no jealousy poisoning their cauldron of love. I've never gotten jealous, Gunther said. We do a lot of what we're doing as a unit and a family and everyday life and in general. And I've said the biggest thing is making sure that we have time. We can get in there. Sir, we have time.
You gotta be kidding me. gallons of bullshit and a 2 gallon bucket.
Come bedtime. Oh, this is the important part.
Here comes the part
we've all been wondering what happens come bedtime, and now we're going to tell you. Come bedtime, the three little boos sleep in separate bedrooms. We have enough bedrooms that everyone has their own bedroom, and we typically make sure there is an even division of time. We do things together until it comes to bedtime, Lolly said. We do our work throughout the day. She said Gunther and I work together on my business, and Ion works at his super secret job. In other words, he's unemployed. And then in the evening, he delivers DoorDash. We all have a family dinner, then breakout. And then breakout usually because I'm a workaholic as a fairy. Tragically, the magic of their fairy dust couldn't protect the free threesome from the Wicked Witch that is COVID-19. Each member of the Power Pack contracted the virus.
Subsequently contracted
the virus after one of them paid a visit to the Tooth Fairy, more boringly referred to as the dentist. One of us had to go to the Tooth Fairy, and that was where the COVID was contracted and spread, and to everybody in the household, Molly said. Subsequently, the residual effects are real. We can all testify, I think, but you can't remember. Although, and then whoever was interviewing her realized that she was only wearing one shoe. Although the thruple feels they've formed the perfect pas de trois, Lolly, Gunther, and Ion are willing to welcome a fourth fairy into their fantasy fold. Oh, boy.
I'll flip a coin for it.
That's a link, too. Let's hold on.
I'm signing you up.
And it takes us to an NYPost.com article. Data shows surge of online swingers in New York amid coronavirus. This is great. I think the only type of other person that would fit is a fairy or a very adventurous healing sort. Lolly said,
I got some band-aids.
Let me get a physician in on this.
Neosporin.
Pay the bills. We are pretty dedicated to what we do. So if you can't be dedicated with us, then it won't work in the long run. Holy shit.
I'm exhausted after that one.
I'm telling you, it was one of those articles that was long, but even so, I couldn't stop reading it because I just had to. I had to take in more information from Lolly, the fairy.
Lolly. Huh.
All right, this is
that's
great.
Crazy. I like the guy that's 6'9". That's some crazy shit. Of course, he's the troll.
Well, mountain trolls are very big.
Right, that's what I mean.
Exactly. All right.
Well, you're tall. You're not quite 6'9", but you could probably be there. They need another
pass
person.
For mountain troll.
Would you?
Well, they only want another fairy or a healing type.
You take some bleach, some Neosporin, and some Band-Aids.
Some Band-Aids, some gauze.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Perfect. Some Tylenol.
Peroxide.
You know what's weird? We haven't been to Florida yet.
No, we're going there now, Rob.
Thank goodness.
This guy, I don't know what he did. His face is wrecked.
He has, I
think the story's going to tell us what happened.
He's got a watermark over his face. That's why.
Oh, that's it.
That's
what's doing that?
He's got a sheriff's office watermark on his face. That's why it looks wrecked. I mean, it's probably not pretty to begin with. But I think
the answer is going to be here in the story after I look at this headline. Where a Florida man nearly set himself on fire while trying to torch his own home, Rob.
Nailed it.
A 51-year-old man almost set himself on fire, although his face looked like he did, when he tried to burn down his own home. Scott Anthony Massa reportedly took a bucket of accelerant, probably gasoline, tried to set his Tampa Bay home on fire Sunday around 5:40 a.m., according to the New York Post. Why they're reporting on Florida, I don't know. But while trying to toss the bucket through the window, Massa caught fire, then fled the scene. Now, was he inside or outside? Massa was later arrested at
the outside, right? No.
Yeah, then I guess throw the bucket inside.
Why would you throw it outside?
Well, what was he lighting the fire from the inside? Throw the bucket out.
He was throwing the accelerant outside of the house, trying to burn his own house. I mean, it, well, let's just say that doesn't make sense, but I wouldn't put it past him.
It's Florida. Anything's possible.
For sure.
He was later arrested at St. Joseph's Hospital, where he was being treated for his burns, according to New York Post. Sick burn. As of Sunday night, he was still in the hospital, according to the New York Post. Charges against Massa were pending, the New York Post said, according to the New York Post.
New York Post.
It's not sure why the man wanted to set his own fire, according to the New York Post, the Post said. So they really didn't tell us anything, except the guy almost burned himself setting his house on fire.
And then they basically just took the entire story from the New York Post, too.
Right, right.
Wonder what Gillian's up to.
Yeah, Gillian. Yeah, look her up. She's still
I'm already doing it. Oh, let's see here.
Oh, just thinking. Still. Remember what her.
I'm going to start emailing her, like, eBay listings for vintage Pyrex. Be like, hey, Gillian, I heard you liked vintage Pyrex. Here's a couple I found for you. See if she buys any.
Portland Press Herald.
I'm going to send her a Christmas card.
Okay. Oh, there she is, Gillian Graham. Let's see if she's still there.
My website's my web machine's having issues today. Stop it. Ooh. I don't want to subscribe, hooker.
No. You get the whole thing about the ads.
Holy moly. I don't want notifications.
I don't want you to know my... She's still using the same picture, though.
Yeah. Still trolling flea markets and yard sales for vintage Pyrex.
I guess I got to allow ads.
Every once in a while, I go in here and try to find like a story that we could use on the show. But turns out most of hers aren't funny.
They're all... She's tackling...
Did you hear about this one, Robert? The pandemic leading to run on diaper bank as families struggle with finances. Like, see, it's not funny. Anyway.
She has a fan page.
Oh, shit.
What did you do?
The video started auto-playing. It's really loud.
You got scared? Too funny. I saw you jumping up. It's like, well, either he set his own house on fire. And there's no windows down there, so you can't throw the bucket outside.
So this video... It's a video. There's a lot of very loud wind, and it started auto playing. And I didn't have the video up, and I didn't know what was happening. I thought that this noise was coming from my house, like my roof was literally caving in or something. Oh, scared the piss out of me! Holy shit! All right, it's taking us to Nebraska.
Gillian does not look happy.
No, I got to watch the video now, though. Hold on. I was distracted by thinking I was going to die. I got to be able to see what's going on here. Okay. Also, she's got this weather balloon and really kind of struggling with it. It's like, hey, somebody's got to release the weather balloon. Send the 4-foot intern out and the windstorm blizzard.
Does anybody know where we can find a mountain troll?
All right. This next story is going to take us to Omaha, Nebraska, where this video won't stop autoplaying and scaring the piss out of me. Where meteorologist barely managed to launch weather balloon and not herself during a blizzard. A wild video from the National Weather Service outpost in Omaha showed how intense the winds were early Friday morning. Our meteorologist managed to launch just the balloon and not herself into the sky this morning, they tweeted.
It's not even the right article. I was like, wait a minute.
I'm like, Robert, this isn't that crazy.
I was like, something's not right about this.
Of them reading this, and I'm like, all right, Robert, if you think this is a good one for the show.
Well, this is my submission for the week. Hold on. I'm going to too funny.
Yeah, it's the same thing is showing up.
Okay, there you go. Well, see, this one won't have the video, so it won't scare you. All right, I replaced the article.
Okay, hold on.
Wow. It's like, why is this one called pancakes?
Thank you for sending me pictures of Gillian. Oh, shit. Oh. Okay, let's try this again.
I'm still in Florida, by the way.
Okay. Oh, here we go. This is... Thank you for letting me get through three quarters of that article before telling me that it was the wrong thing.
Something didn't seem right.
I'm like, yeah, Robert, this is kind of interesting. That poor meteorologist is struggling to release her weather balloon in the blizzard. Like, I was waiting for it to pick her up or something and, like, take her away. But it just, she just kind of struggled for a minute, then let the balloon go. I'm like, oh, wow, that's crazy.
That was it.
Crazy news. Oh, Kelly texted me. Oh, never mind. I can't say what she texted me. Okay. Florida man accused of throwing. This is better. This isn't in Omaha. This isn't in Nebraska. This is in Florida. Where a Florida man was accused of throwing pancake batter at a woman and was arrested.
Yeah. What happened?
Brooksville, Florida. A Hernando County man is behind bars after deputies. I can't stop laughing.
After carrying his weather balloon. Big pancake.
After struggling to release a weather balloon in a blizzard. The video is really loud, though, so make sure you're not wearing headphones when you play it. When it auto plays. After deputies say he threw a bowl of pancake batter at a woman over the weekend. Deputies arrested 45-year-old Dwayne Zimmerman late Friday night at his home on Ruth Street in Brooksville. According to an arrest report, Zimmerman was drunk and went out on the porch of the home where a woman was making pancakes for dinner.
Okay, stop.
So,
what?
On the porch.
Build this up in your head. Okay, what was she doing?
So let's review up to what's happened so far. Right. So he was drunk on a Friday night. Right. Okay, we do that sometimes.
Right. Right now.
But somehow he was arrested. And how he was arrested, well, it started by he was drunk and he went out onto the porch of the home on a Friday evening where a woman was making pancakes for dinner on the porch.
On the porch.
The woman told deputies Zimmerman insulted her. Then threw the cookie
pan. Why the fuck are you making pancakes on the porch?
Who makes pancakes on the porch? He then threw the bowl of pancake batter at the woman, according to the arrest report.
That part's not funny because he's a dick, but the making pancakes on the porch, that's probably the best part of it.
Probably. All right. Well, deputies say the plastic bowl missed hitting the woman directly, but was thrown with enough force that it broke.
Yeah. See, he's trashed.
Yeah, he's trashed. When deputies got to the scene, they found the woman with pancake batter in her hair and on her clothes. Yeah. The arrest report says there was also batter slung across the floor of the porch and the screen enclosure. Zimmerman was arrested for felony battery, pancake battery, and taken to the Hernando County Jail, where he's being held on a $2,000 bond that most likely he won't be able to post. In the arrest report, deputies noted that Zimmerman was previously convicted of battery.
Pancake
We're
battery.
Not sure if it is a pancake battery or not. Back in 2007, he also pled no contest to a battery charge back in 2001. Guy's got a temper. Maybe he doesn't like pancakes. Who knows? What I do know, though, is if you're in a blizzard in Omaha, Nebraska, and you need to release a weather balloon,
run.
Don't do it. Or find the smallest person that could possibly be working at the station and have them do it instead.
Oh, man. Holy shit. I need a breather after that one. Oh, I'm exhausted.
That was a good story. Both the stories were great.
Oh, man.
Well,
Canada is where we're going to head now. Your neighbors to the north.
They're your neighbors of the north too, asshole.
Mine's Maryland.
Keep going. You'll eventually hit Canada.
Just keep going. Hey, all right, this takes us to our friend. I don't think we've ever been to the Pigeon Express. But this one tells us that a wife was walking her husband on a leash to bypass the COVID-19 curfew.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry. My phone started making noises. Go ahead.
Is it robocaller? A husband and a wife in Canada were fined $1,500 each after the woman was found walking her man on a leash.
Oh.
The incident occurred in Sherbrooke City in Canada's Quebec province on Saturday night when the woman was caught walking her husband on a leash like a dog at 9 p.m.
Nice.
An hour after the coronavirus curfew was imposed. No word whether they were just done making pancakes. The 8 p.m. curfew was imposed by Quebec Premier Francois Legault to contain rising cases of COVID-19. On January 9th, the woman and her husband were found breaking that curfew. When asked by cops why she was breaking the curfew, she said she is within the curfew rules to be outside walking outside of her house till 1 kilometer to walk her dog outside. This fucked up paragraph. I guess she figured that she was allowed to because she was walking.
Well, I mean, it's from the Pigeon Express. What do you want?
Right, right. It's written in Canadian. When cops pointed out that her husband was not a dog, the woman reportedly protested.
Protested.
Both husband and a wife fined $1,500 each, which they told us, even though the woman was reportedly refused to pay the fine. Quebec is wrestling with more than 2,500 cases a day, surge that threatens to increase hospitalizations. That for the last hour, hospitalizations beyond their spring peak in the next few weeks. The province imposed a curfew starting Saturday and extended the lockdown through February 8th to curb the spread of the virus. Is it work to speed up a vaccination campaign to counter soaring cases of COVID-19?
Oh, good story.
Well, it's good.
Yeah. Don't walk your spouse. It doesn't count.
Right. Yep, you're allowed to walk. And why he went along with it, just to go walk around? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, they didn't show any pictures of her. That might tell us a little bit. If she's hot enough, then you have to, right?
Exactly. Do what you got to do with that instance.
Alexa, play I'll Do Anything for Love.
I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that by Meatloaf from Apple Music.
Some Meatloaf going on. Meatloaf sounds good.
Anything for love.
I'd run right into hell and back.
Finish my beer while it's playing.
I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget the way you feel right.
I don't like.
Well, speaking of the coronavirus. Oh, boy.
I don't like to sing along to music while we're on the podcast because there's that delay. It always sounds like I'm out of sync with the music.
Yeah. Alexa, stop.
It takes a half a second.
You were pretty late. I don't know if you know this, but when I was listening to my vocals was way out of sync. That sounded fine.
Well, like when I was doing Hamilton, it was in exactly in sync with the music, and then I'm listening to it back, and I'm like, oh man, like I'm not. That
sounds
that
way better
bad.
In the car.
So anyway, all right. Well, we're going to our friends at New World News Daily Report, and they're taking us to South Carolina this week, where a man with sexual fetish about nasal swabs. I hadn't read the caption yet. I was learning about this as I was talking. A man with a sexual fetish about nasal swabs was banned from COVID testing after 192 negative tests. South Carolina court issued an unusual restrictive injunction this morning, revoking a Greenville resident's right to be tested for the COVID-19 virus after he got tested 192 times only for his own sexual pleasure.
Nothing weird about that at all.
No, according to 47 individuals and the organizations registered as plaintiffs in this case, 58-year-old Humphrey Reynolds has been using COVID testing clinics as a state-funded sexual service clinic, getting tested up to 3 times a day for sexual pleasure. Mr. Reynolds is a self-declared nasophile that produces a blog about nasal sexual fetishes in which several posts cover the pleasure of deep COVID nose swabs. I had one of those, and I can tell you there's nothing pleasurable about it. But anyway, Helen Fitzgerald, the nurse who tested him twice in December and was among the plaintiffs, said she was relieved by the court's decision. As soon as I inserted the cotton swab in his nose, he started moaning loudly and ejaculated. Leaving a wet spot on his jeans. He then came back 5 hours later and was the same thing. Hopefully he changed his jeans.
Shame. Shame.
Another plaintiff who tested Mr. Reynolds early in January, Dr. Brian Smith, described their encounter as the most disturbing of his career. I took the nurse's place as I thought having it done by an older man might ruin his fetish. I was rough and rude to him, but he told me that he would ask for me next time again. It came back 2 hours later. Mr. Reynolds had claimed that forbidding him from being tested could threaten his health and security, but his argument was dismissed by the court. Today's injunction will forbid Mr. Reynolds from approaching within 100 feet of any of the state's COVID testing clinics for the next 24 months or face imprisonment. He announced his intention to appeal the decision, saying the judge was a violent of basic human rights. Oh boy, World News Daily report. He announced his intention. I'm gonna fix the sentence for him to repeal the decision.
For the record,
saying the judgment was a violation of basic human rights, but refused to further comment and denied demands for an interview.
As he should.
Oh man, damn nasophiles!
Look at Dr. Smith. He looks. Oh damn it, he looks familiar.
What's he from?
That's Lindsey Graham.
He looks like Mitch McConnell. Is it Lindsey Graham? I was gonna say he looks like some sort of senator. I can't tell with the mask on though.
Oh man, too funny.
Yeah, that's totally him. They put a picture of Lindsey Graham wearing a face mask. It says here under Lindsey Graham, it says Dr. Smith testified in court during the procedures, asking the judge to protect the medical staff from his predatory pervert. He was talking about Donald Trump, though, in real life. Oh, man.
That's good.
World News Daily reports. I don't know if you saw these stories, Robert, but trending now. Two gorillas in San Diego Zoo test positive for COVID-19 after being sexually assaulted by a drunk woman.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Oh, man. Newly discovered species of cockroach named after Donald Trump by Mexican biologists. I agree with that. Traces of feces, urine, and semen found in Nancy Pelosi's coffee machine after rioters break into office. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Here we are.
I'm gonna go up there and take a nap. I'm exhausted from this one.
This was a tiring episode.
For many reasons.
So many.
Oh man.
I thought, but you know what though? I'm pretty proud. I only thought I was gonna die once while recording this episode, so that's good.
That was too funny. Like, where is he going so fast?
I shrieked. and you couldn't see what was happening.
You threw your headphones off and shot yourself back out of your chair. Like, what?
I was getting ready to leave. I thought.
Where were you going to go?
I was heading for the egress window behind me. Bye. I got to go. This place is caving in.
Oh, man. Where's. Oh.
Oh, my God.
That's essentially what happened. Picture that. Picture that, and then, you know, I'm throwing my headphones off.
You got them hooked behind the ear and just flip them forward.
Oh my God!
Oh man!
Too funny. Well, that was great.
Well, shit. Yeah. Well, enjoy your birthday.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, well, we'll see you next week for episode 3 in a row.
See you next week.
All right. Bye.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.